Good morning. Again, a welcome to all our guests. We thank you for joining us. And if we can serve you in any other way, please let myself know or call the office, and we will endeavor to do what we can. This morning, we have already heard, we are celebrating All Saints Sunday, a day in which we remember those who have gone on before us, and we remember their witness, as we heard from the book of Hebrews. And we also understand that they have gone on to their reward. A reward in the person of Jesus Christ. In our text for this morning, we will hear that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Not just after we die, but now. And because of this promise that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, I can bring each and every one of you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 17 through 44. And because this text is long, I will ask that this morning that you stay seated for the hearing of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave for 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And so whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, then when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily, went out and followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. When the Jews, then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even that this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead for 4 days. And Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and knew And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which I stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Amen. Jesus had heard that his friend Lazarus was sick, and yet he didn't rush right to Bethany to see him. And during that time that he was sick and Jesus was delaying his coming, Lazarus died. And this is really where our text picks up. Jesus came and he found that Lazarus had already been dead in the tomb about 4 days. And so, death has come. And Jesus has now had a friend that is in the grave. And we will see that Jesus understands the morning of death. But meanwhile, Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, are in mourning. And they hear that Jesus is coming. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated at the house. And Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. It's interesting because this is kind of an accusation. And many times when our loved ones suffer, we expect God is going to answer our prayer in the way that we want Him to. Our loved one is sick. Lord, heal him. Lord, take care of this. You can't allow him to die. Martha is doing, unfortunately, what we all do. We all want everyone to be healed. And Jesus then allows her to continue talking. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give it to you. Martha has this amazing faith that Jesus can accomplish anything. She is mourning the loss of her brother, and yet she understands that Jesus has something that's much different from anybody else. And Jesus comes and says, your brother will rise again. And Martha really doesn't understand what he's talking about. And Martha said to him, I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last days. And Jesus wants to make a point at this point. Yes, the dead will be raised at the resurrection. But Jesus wants her to know that there is something much stronger than death. Because this is his answer to her. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ is the power over death. He is the promise for each and every one of us that even in death, he is our Lord. And that death is not a place to be feared. Because in believing in him, life goes on. He doesn't say, I am the death. He says, I am the life. Not just life beyond the grave, but also life here. Jesus is the beginning and the end of all these things, and that's what we heard from Revelation. He brings us life in the womb, and he continues to bring us life for all time. And one day we will have a glorious new body in the resurrection. But there is life to be lived here and now. And there is life beyond the grave. And he asked the question, do you believe this? Because this really becomes the crux of the issue. Jesus Christ went to the cross, shed his blood for the forgiveness of the sin of the world, for yours and mine, was put to death and took upon himself our punishment, and was placed in a grave, and it was closed, and he was raised again to new life. And he did this for you and for me. And all he asks is, do you believe this? He doesn't ask what you've done. He doesn't ask you to go out and do certain things or live a certain way. Do you believe this? You see, Christianity really comes down to something really simple. Do you believe the promises of God through His Son, Jesus Christ? Do you believe what He has done for you? And this really is the question that each of us have to answer for ourselves. I can stand up here and say, it's true, it's true, it's true. But I can't make you believe it. It is only through the power of the Word and the working of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for each and every one of you that you could answer this question as yes. This is for me. This is what God has done. And that's really what Martha says. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. And then she goes to get her sister. And I think it's very interesting, because when she really comes to this answer, she goes and tells somebody about it. And this, to me, is the life that comes after realizing who Jesus is. We know our Savior. And so we tell people about Him. We live for Him. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went away with him to him. And Jesus had not come into the village, was still in the place where Martha had met him. Now, as you read further on in verse 31, when the Jews who were in the house were consoling her, they saw Mary rise quickly and go out, and they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep. So the house is full. And Martha comes in, and she secretly goes and tells Mary, "Listen, Jesus is looking for you." And Mary right away gets up and leaves, tells no one what she is doing. And so the crowd that is gathered there figures she's going to the tomb. She's going to go weep. But she doesn't go to the place where the dead are. She goes to the place where life is. She goes to see Jesus Christ. She goes to meet Him. And then Mary does the same thing that Martha did. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." The same question. You see, we all want the same thing. We want our loved ones to live. Because in death we miss them. We miss being able to talk to them. We miss being able to call on the phone and visit with them. We miss their advice, their fellowship. And we always wonder why. Why them? Jesus understands death. And we really see this in this next verses. "When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, 'Where have you laid him?' And they said to him, 'Lord, come and see.' And Jesus wept." Jesus understood death. And he understood that death was never supposed to be part of this life for us. You want to know why death is so hard? Because we were never created to face it. We were created for life. Death only came in after sin. We were not meant to die, and we were not meant to watch our loved ones die. And this is the reason that Jesus came. So that we would not have to face this. Without some hope. We now have a sure hope in the person of Jesus Christ. That death doesn't keep us in the grave. And that's really what he demonstrates in this text. The Jews understand this. See how they loved him. But they also begin to question and have doubts. Some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Yeah, he could have. But then we would never have this recorded for us. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone was laid against it. And Jesus said, "Take the stone away." And Martha, the sister of the dead man, said, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, or he stinketh, for he has been dead for 4 days." The people of this day understood death. They understood that this body rots. It's gone. It goes away. But But Jesus is about to show them his power. That even he has power over the grave. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took the stone away. And then Jesus says this little prayer. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you always hear me. But as I said, on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. With simple words, he calls the dead forth. And he has called all those saints that have passed before us forth. Come out. And even today, when we would be dead in our trespasses, he calls us forth. Come out. Come out of the grave. Understand that you are not dead in your sin, but you are alive in the person of Jesus Christ. That you have victory over the grave. Even in times when we think, when we understand that we are mortal and that we will die in this flesh, there is victory well beyond that grave. Come out. And the man who had died came out. His hands and feet were bound with linen strips, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said, unbind him and let him go. Shake loose the chains that bind each and every one of us and live. You see, God never promised us that we wouldn't end up in the grave. He raised Lazarus from that grave in the flesh, but he's no longer with us. Again, his flesh died. Each person that Jesus healed, they're gone. Because of this sin, God appointed unto man that he must die. That is truth. But he also said that we should never remain in the power of the grave forever. And so he sent his son. He sent Jesus Christ that man would have a savior over the grave. Someone who would take their sin upon him, allow it to be nailed to the cross, and would shed his blood for their forgiveness. And would die that death for us. That shame of being rejected by the Father. So that we would never have to face that rejection. And then, because he was perfect, God called him forth. And he was raised from the dead. And he too walked out of the tomb to give life. Yes, we're sad because we lost our loved ones. But we have a life to live just as they had a life to live. And their witness to us, their life that they lived, the love that they shared, is what we are also called to do. To live in that grace and that knowledge of Jesus Christ. And to live. Live in the victory that we have over that grave. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Life does not stop at the grave. For us who mourn the person that went to the grave, or the person in the body that's in the grave itself. Because as believers, we are bound to Jesus Christ always. And in him is life. Live in joy and love in that victory. And as you mourn, understand that God has placed your loved one in His Son, Jesus Christ. And now He sees your residence, heaven, face to face. You see, because our home is not here, it is in heaven. And this place is a place that we live, knowing in full expectation that we too will be called home at some point. And so today, leave here and live. Live in the death and glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You and we give You thanks that we have a promise in Your Son, Jesus Christ, that is much greater than the grave, much greater than even the sorrow that we feel for the loss of loved ones. We do ask for Your comfort in those times. We also ask that You would help us to understand that Your Son is Your Son, and that He has conquered death for us and for our loved ones. And that, Father, we would not mourn our loved ones. We would mourn their passing and our loss and not being able to visit, to love, and to hold them. But, Father, that You would help us to live in the victory that we have, in the power of Your Son's resurrection, in the power of the life that He has given us in that resurrection. Father, we ask that You would be with us as we leave here today, that we would go out in victory, that we would go out knowing what You have done through Your Son, that we are forgiven and that we have life in Him. In Jesus' name, amen.